Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato and I like potato. You like tomato and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off. Say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off. I say father and you say pater. I say mother and you say mater. Pater, mater, uncle, auntie, let's call the whole thing off. I like bananas and you like bananas. I say Havana and I get Havana. Bananas, bananas, Havana, Havana. Go your way, I'll go mine. Each other, so we better call the calling of us. Let's call the whole thing off.
And that was the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald from 1959. From her songbook, celebrating the work of George and Ira Gershwin. And that was the song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, featured in the movie Shall We Dance? She was joined on that recording by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. Well, Ella is our featured artist on this morning's show. We're going to pay tribute to this major figure in popular music and jazz. She certainly had one of the loveliest voices in the music field in the 20th century. With that rich, warm quality of her voice, amazing phrasing, and great versatility, Ella was at home across a range of styles, from ballads to jazz and to swing. Well, she had a long and extraordinary career. She became regarded as the preeminent female jazz artist of her era. And that's what we'll celebrate this morning. We're going to hear selections from the series of songbooks celebrating the works of the major songwriters. She made these between the years of 1956 and 1963. Altogether, there's almost 250 recordings of individual songs. It's just a marvelous combination of that wonderful voice, those terrific songs, and some very fine orchestration as well. Well, we're going to listen now to a number from 1956, and this is from her Cole Porter songbook. A songwriter who wrote his own lyrics and his own music, one of the few. I think Irving Berlin was another one who did, and we'll also hear from his songbook this morning. Anyway, Cole Porter is certainly remembered for the witty lyrics that he wrote. A wonderful melody. We'll hear Ella with the number From This Moment On. And she's accompanied by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. After that, we'll go forward a year to 1957, to the song, one of the songbooks that she made of the work of Duke Ellington. And unusually, on this particular set of songbooks, she was accompanied by the orchestra of Duke Ellington himself. And we're going to hear him with Ella and some other members of his orchestra. We'll draw attention to, we have a nice sax solo from Johnny Hodges, and I believe Billy Strayhorn is playing the piano on this one. The number is, of course, written by Duke Ellington himself, along with Bob Russell, and it is I Didn't Know About You. And then we'll go to the next year, 1958. Ella got together with Paul Weston and his orchestra in recording her songbooks of the work of Irving Berlin. And from that songbook, we'll hear How Deep is the Ocean. Three more songs from that lovely voice. Here's Ella Fitzgerald, starting us off with Cole Porter's From This Moment On.
From this moment on, you for only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only whoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you gone from this you've got the love I need so much. Got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this
Yeah.
I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? I cry. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are celebrating the work of one of the great jazz and pop music singers of the 20th century, and that has to be Ella Fitzgerald. And in particular, we are listening to songs from the wonderful collection of recordings making up her songbooks, made from 1956 to 1963. We've just been listening to three numbers. First of all, from the Cole Porter songbook, we heard From This Moment On. Ella Fitzgerald was then joined by the Duke Ellington Orchestra with I Didn't Know About You from the songbook of the same name, the Duke Ellington songbook. And just now we heard from her Irving Berlin songbook with the orchestra of Paul Weston and How Deep is the Ocean. Well, we're going to carry on and listen to another recording from her Gershwin songbook. Another song written by George Gershwin, the music and the lyrics by Ira Gershwin. One of the great songwriting teams of all time, certainly of the 20th century. It's hard to imagine a nicer combination than the music of George Gershwin and those wonderful lyrics written by his brother Ira, and especially when teamed up with the voice of Ella Fitzgerald. That's pretty much what music is all about. We'll hear her from 1959 from the Gershwin songbook, again with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And this is a song called They All Laughed. And then we'll go to her Jerome Kern songbook, which she recorded towards the end of her songbook time, 1963. And one of the most famous of all of Kern's songs, I believe it won an Academy Award. It's been recorded by many, many people, often in duet form. And it's called The Way You Look Tonight. We'll hear just Ella on this one, which is plenty for me and has been for fans all along the way. The music by Jerome Kern, a wonderful composer, and delightful lyrics by lyricist Dorothy Fields. Two more songs from Ella Fitzgerald, and we'll start with the Gershwin Brothers' song, They All Laughed.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me warning you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughters busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me warning you, said it would be hello goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? He, he, he. Let's at the best laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh? With your smile. smells so warm, and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way.
Ella Fitzgerald. We've just heard from her Gershwin and Kern songbooks. From the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, she brought us They All Laughed. And from the Jerome Kern songbook, she brought us The Way You Look Tonight. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on your dial at 89.1 FM. That's CHUO. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we are celebrating the work of Ella Fitzgerald, one of the great singers of the 20th century. And in particular, we're taking selections from the songbooks. I think there are about 14 of them altogether, 14 or 15, so, that she made in the late 50s and early 60s of the work of the great songwriters. Well, Ella Fitzgerald, well, she was born, actually, in 1917 and made her debut on the musical stage in 1934, at the age of 17, and that was at an amateur contest, which was sponsored by the Apollo Theatre in New York. Shortly afterwards, she joined the band, which was led by drummer Chick Webb, and went on and had several hits with the band. And when Chick Webb died in 1939, Ella took over as director of the band, and she continued to lead them for several years. She set out on her solo career in the early 1940s. Well, in her early days, she concentrated a lot on popular music and swing, but at this time she started to move more and more into the jazz field. And of course, there she became one of its greatest exponents. She also began working at this time with music producer Norman Granz, and she was singing also with her husband, Ray Brown, and his small group. And she joined the Verve label in 1956, and that was actually led by Norman Granz. And it was there that she began recording the series of songbooks that we're listening to this morning that feature the work of the major songwriters of the 20th century. And as I've said, it's hard to imagine a lovelier combination than these wonderful standards from the great songwriters, Ella's marvelous voice, and some wonderful orchestration. Well, we're going to carry on with three more selections just coming up, and we'll go back to the Irving Berlin songbook, where she's accompanied by the orchestra of Paul Weston, who's one of the great conductors and arrangers in popular music and jazz. The year is 1958, and she's going to bring us a song written by Irving Berlin called I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. And then we'll go back to 1956, to one of her earlier songbooks, and this is the one celebrating the work of the great composer Richard Rodgers and lyricist Lawrence Hart. We'll have two selections from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. The first one featured in the stage musical as well as the film Pal Joey, and it's called I Could Write a Book. And then we will hear another number from the Rodgers and Hart songbook called Dancing on the Ceiling, and has some rather cute lyrics, or interesting lyrics, as always, from Lawrence Hart. And on both of the Rodgers and Hart selections, she's accompanied by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. Three more songs featuring the beautiful voice of Ella Fitzgerald, and we'll hear now from her Irving Berlin songbook, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket.
I've been a roaming Juliet. My Romeos have been many. But now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now everything I've got on you, I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Thank you.
EFG, I never learned to spell, at least not well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I never learned to count a great amount. But my busy mind is burning to use what learning I've got. I won't waste any time. I'll strike while the iron is hot. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers.
Ceiling near my bed,
I try to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling. It is a dancing floor, just for my love. I whisper, go away, my lover. He's still there. I love my ceiling more, since it is a dancing floor, just for my.
Three songs from Ella Fitzgerald from the late 1950s. We've just been listening to Dancing on the Ceiling from her Rodgers and Hart songbook, and also I Could Write a Book, also from the Rodgers and Hart songbook, accompanied by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And we started out the set with I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket from 1958. From her Irving Berlin songbook, and she was accompanied there by the orchestra of Paul Weston.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. In this morning's edition, we've been celebrating the work of the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald, one of the preeminent jazz vocalists of the 20th century. Their voice had such a lovely, rich, warm quality, and her phrasing and timing is, well, it's just impeccable. The versatility between the ballads and the hot jazz. We didn't hear a lot of hot jazz today, but Ella could do it as well as any and better than most. She was certainly at home across a range of styles and had a very long and extraordinary career, and regarded and much loved as a preeminent female jazz artist of her time. And as I say, we've been listening to selections from the series of songs books that she made from 1956 through to 1963, of the work of the great songwriters. And we've heard several of them this morning. There were altogether about 250 songs that she recorded, and several versions of some of them too. And she was accompanied by some very nice orchestras as well. And we'll go back to her George and Ira Gershwin songbook and the orchestra of Nelson Riddle from 1959. One of the loveliest of the Gershwin tunes, and of course they were all lovely. This is a particular favorite of mine, and I think you'll agree, Ella does a beautiful rendition of the song, But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. And get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not.
Well, we've got two more songs for you this morning, and we're going to go to two other songbooks. And I think we've actually covered the map with all her songbooks. We're going to hear next from the Johnny Mercer songbook. He, of course, was one of the great lyricists. He was a performer as well. He sang, and a record entrepreneur and producer. Johnny Mercer did it all. And he also wrote the songs for inclusion in Ella's songbook. And we're going to hear one. And these are all recorded, by the way. The Mercer songbook was recorded in 1964. And Ella was accompanied again by Nelson Riddle. And the song selected for this morning is called When a Woman Loves a Man. And the music by Bernie Hanigan. And Johnny Mercer, of course, providing the words.
Maybe he's not much, just another man doing what he can. But what does she care when a woman loves? String along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. It's always that way when a woman loves a man. She'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, the last one to blame him when everything's wrong. It's such a one-sided game that they play. Ah,
but I love him so. And that's how it goes when a woman loves a man.
Approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And our final selection for this morning comes from the songbook celebrating the work of Harold Arlen, one of the great composers. And he frequently wrote with lyricist Ted Kola. And it's that combination of pens that we will hear today. And Ella recorded this songbook in 1961. And she was accompanied by the orchestra led by Billy May. And the song she'll bring to us this morning is As Long As I Live. Two more songs from the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to. But I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, babe.